Good morning. Before asking our question of the day, I just want to recap what we saw last time. We saw the tshuva of the Tashbetz and also the tshuva of the Ramah that both said that we need to give a preference when dealing in commerce, when buying and selling. If we have a choice between purchasing, selling with a Jew or a non-Jew, the preference goes to the Jew. And certainly that's the case if the prices are equal when selling from them, buying from them, the prices are equal. We don't even need a pasuk that tells us that you have to give priority to the Jew. But even if there's a differential in the prices, you still have to give the priority to the Jew, even if it's going to be worse off for you. That's what the Medrash is telling us. The Medrash that tells us based on the pasuk that when we are buying and selling, it should be with Amitecha. It is telling us that even if there's a differential in the prices and the deal is not as good for me, maybe even significantly worse for me, the price is much more and I have to buy it from the Jew, or in selling the price is going to be much less. Still, we have, based on the Medrash, a mitzvah, an obligation to deal with the Jew. So our question today, based on that, is how about if there is a large delta, a large differential in the prices, do we still have that concept that we should or we're obligated to deal with the Jew? Or at a certain point, we say, I don't have to take a large loss. I don't have to buy something that's that expensive. I can buy the competitive good at a lesser price from the non-Jew. So we're going to see now three opinions on this. And the first opinion is when we saw the Ramah and we saw the Tashbetz that said you have to give priority to the Jew over the non-Jew, we indeed did not qualify that whatsoever. So based on the simple reading of the Ramah and the Tashbetz, even if there's a large distinction in the prices, it doesn't matter. The priority still goes to the Jew. That is how we can understand very easily the Ramah and the Tashbetz. That is opinion number one. And in fact, the Minchas Yitzchak says in the Ramah that from the language of the Ramah, it's fairly clear, De'ein shir b'davar b'hozolah, it doesn't matter the amount, the difference, the discrepancy in the prices, no matter what, u'b'chol ofen, in all instances, ha'Yisrael kodem, the Jew is going to have the priority. That is opinion number one. Regardless of the differential in the prices, it doesn't matter, you have to go Jewish. Second opinion is going to be based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We saw the Gemara that says that when somebody has an avela, it's a treif meat, it's a kosher animal that did not have a kosher shechita, so it cannot be eaten by the Jew. Based on the pasuk, the requirement would be to give it for free to a ger toshav, that's a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach, the seven noachide laws, give it to him before selling it to a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So on that Gemara, that we are giving a priority to a Ger Toshav over another non-Jew who is not a Ger Toshav, Tosfos asks as follows, how can that possibly be that we have to give something for free? We have an item, we can sell it. And are we really saying that based on this Gemara, based on the Pasuk, as explained by the Gemara, that I have to give it away to a Ger Toshav before I sell it for money, for profit, to a non-Jew? Says Tosfos, v'alo afilu l'Yisrael eina mitzuva al kach. Even for a Jew, I'm not obligated to give a Jew something for free rather than sell it to a non-Jew. So how could it possibly be that this Gemara is telling us that I need to give something away for free just because somebody is a Ger Toshav rather than selling it to a non-Jew? Can't possibly be. So Toshva says what must be going on here is we're talking a specific case. We're talking about it in the specific case of a nevela, treif meat that has very little value to the Jew. Why? Because there's not much of a market for treif meat. So he says we must be talking about a place that there are not a lot of non-Jews living there, and there are a lot of Jews, and Jews have no use for nevela meat, and there's not a large demand for treif meat because there aren't many non-Jews around. Accordingly, when it's just a small loss, it's a small cost, it's a small expense to the Jew, in that situation, give it to the Ger Toshav, because he has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. We have a obligation to take care of him as well, rather than selling it for that small profit to a non-Jew. So based on this, based on that understanding of the Nevela case, the Tshuvas Ateres Paz brings this Tosfos and explaining that Gemara and says the same thing would apply in our situation when dealing with buying and selling. And you have a choice, dealing with a Jew or a non-Jew. If it is only going to be a small differential between the prices, it's going to be a small loss to the Jew in dealing with another Jew, that's when you are going to be obligated to buy or sell with another Jew. However, if it's more than a small discrepancy, a small par between those prices, in that situation, then there's no obligation to do business, buy, sell with the Jew. You can go and deal with the non-Jew. So a small differential, a small loss, yes, deal with the Jew. The priority goes to the Jew. Otherwise, there's no priority to the Jew. That is the second opinion. And in fact, the Chofetz Chaim, he has a sefer called Ahavas Chesed, and he brings the tshuva, the Ramah that we cited before. The Ramah said that if there's a differential, you have to indeed buy from the Jew. And we said apparently because he didn't distinguish, even if the differential is very large, it seems that the Ramah is saying that you have to deal with the Jew, not the non-Jew. But the Chofetz Chaim says that can't possibly be. He says, V'sham bevadai halo dafka bedavar muad. It must be when the Ramah says that you have to give the priority to the Jew, it must be that there's only a small difference in the pricing. The Ramah would not have said that if there was anything more than a small differential in the pricing. So again, this is opinion number two. Others are of the same view. The Chikrei Lev, for example, that if it's a small differential in price, go Jewish. Otherwise, no obligation. Third opinion is as follows. The Tshuvas Toafos Re'em says that halacha lemaisa, that if the non-Jew is cheaper, if you can get a better deal from him, no obligation to go with the Jew. Even in the smallest amount, not a problem. There's no obligation. In other words, the Toafot Rehm is saying that if the prices are equal, then a Jew would have to buy or sell to a Jew. However, if the prices are not equal, if the deal is better with a non-Jew, even the tiniest amount, then you can go forward and do business with a non-Jew. So we have three opinions, bottom line here. Opinion number one, even if there's a large differential, there is a priority to the Jew. Opinion number two is if there's a small differential, priority to the Jew, but if there's not any, if it's only a small differential, but anything more than a small differential, there's no obligation. And the third opinion, all else equal, priority to the Jew. Otherwise, there's no priority. What we need to do then, because the second category, if it's a small differential, we have an obligation. If it's larger than a small differential, there's no obligation. And many posts can fall in that opinion. Now we're going to have to quantify, what does that mean, small versus more than small? What is considered a small differential that we have the obligation, and what's considered not small that we don't have that obligation? And Amir Tzashem, that will be our question next time. Have a wonderful day.